This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 779. One way to get into American music and participate in conversations. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, you'll learn a little bit about the history of American music, and you'll get one activity that you can use to stop feeling on the outside of conversations when the topic comes to music. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, are you feeling musical today?
I am feeling melodic and harmonious. Melodic. I don't think you can say that.
I don't think I've ever heard that used in that way. But hey, you just did. That's
fun,
okay.
Fun adjectives. Whatever. Here's a good question, Lindsay. What's the last song that you heard? What's the last song you listened to?
Geez, I listen to a lot of songs on my way up to Maine, and the person I was with is a country music fan, which I don't like. So,
no.
But we did listen to a little bit of Creedence Clearwater because we both love that, and that was good stuff, you know. So CCR, Fortunate Son is a good one. Love that.
I love some CCR as well. My dad had those albums growing up, and so he had all the old albums from like the 60s and the 70s, and so I would like listen to them on vinyl.
Yep.
CCR for sure. My son just got into Ozzy Osbourne. Oh. Well, I mean, because of me, but he really likes the song Off the Rails on the Crazy Train, and we've listened to that like 10 times in the past 2 days because he just loves it.
It's awesome.
But we do have some lessons about Americana music in our course.
Yeah.
Because there are so many musical styles and genres that started in the South.
Oh, it's so true. Yeah, it's interesting. I feel like, why do you think that is, Jessica, that so many music genres started there? So many authentic ways of creating music started in that part of the country?
What the dire situation and the need to reflect oneself and to seek some freedom somehow, So a lot of it started with the slaves, and they would bring different musical traditions from the various countries in Africa that they came from. Mm-hmm. And they only had limited time in which they could actually hang out and like socialize. Mm. And so this was spent in very expressive and creative and I think jubilant ways in some sense, but also that's where the blues came from. And I think there's also, and then later on, like once their owners made them become Christians, then it was transferred into gospel music as well.
Right.
And there's all these offshoots of like this central situation that started in the Deep South during slavery. So,
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the stories about these musicians are incredible. Like Robert Johnson, for example. He's one of the most famous blues guitarists and songwriters. He wrote his own songs. And it was said that he traded his soul to the devil so he could have this massive amount of talent. Yeah. You know, I don't know. There's just so many amazing stories coming from this like community. I love
that.
This time.
I love that. And I especially love the story of Elvis, right? Because that is one of the interviews that we did in the course, right? So we went yes. to, I went to Tupelo. Is that Mississippi? I can't remember now. I think it was Mississippi, which is where Elvis
yeah,
was, grew up. And I interviewed a woman who worked at a drugstore where Elvis got his first guitar. Do you remember the story
so
more or less?
Amazing. Yeah. Oh my God. It's incredible. So yeah, this was so amazing. Elvis, the king of rock and roll, you guys.
Okay.
And, yeah, he's a white dude. And a lot of what we're talking about comes from the African American community.
Right.
But Elvis was also part of this community in Mississippi, mm-hmm. right? So he recorded at Sun Studios alongside all these famous African American musicians. Mm-hmm. So he comes from this tradition. He's from that area. But anyway, yeah. So he wanted, not a BB gun. I think he wanted like a rifle for his birthday. And his mom took him into this shop and she's like, nope, you're not getting that.
Yeah.
And then he wanted a bicycle, but his mom couldn't afford it. Right. And then either a neighbor was shopping in the store or worked at the store.
Right.
I can't remember. But this neighbor was like, okay, you need to get this guitar. And like Elvis didn't even want it at first. That wasn't his first choice. And this guitar changed the course of musical history.
It's incredible. It's so cool. And it is especially cool when you hear the story told by this woman with her deep Southern accent. Like she has this is Mississippi. Like it's the deep South. She has a relatively deep Southern accent and this kind of twang. And it can only be told with that voice. It's really interesting.
Right.
Really interesting. Yeah.
God, I mean, I love the Southern accent. It's like, it's a little bit slower, which one would think would make it easier to understand for non-native speakers.
Yeah.
But like you said, this twang, the vowels are rounder. The vowels are so much different than the way you and I talk that it can be confusing if you've never heard this accent before.
It can be, especially if you guys are traveling in the South. Maybe you're going to New Orleans. You might hear it. You're going to Georgia, South Carolina. You need to be ready for it. And so we did interview quite a few people, especially in this, obviously the Deep South module, you'll hear some really deep Southern accents. Wow. Yeah.
It's awesome.
Love it.
So cool. Just to be able to have like this one course and know that you're going to hear the Southern accent, the New York accent, California surfer accent. Like these are all completely
so cool.
different. So Lindsay, did you ever get into like this era of music, like blues and jazz and early rock and roll?
Not really. I mean, beyond just like I said, I love CCR. I think that came a little bit later.
Yeah, just a little bit.
But, they are one of my favorite kind of like, I guess you call them classic rock. But I never really got into that era of blues. Not really. No. It sounds like you did, though.
I did. I had a phase.
Yeah.
I've always loved music and this, like the whole genre of jazz and blues, it's such a huge universe to dive into. I didn't know where to start. And then, but I was curious and I wanted to know more about it. And I was lucky enough to work with a teacher in Taiwan who was a jazz musician.
Oh,
and so
cool.
He recorded like three, like enormous DVD length stuff full of music for me. And it was like this jazz education. And then a year later, we were traveling through the States and we were in Memphis and I went to Sun Studios and hearing all these stories of where the blues began, where rock and roll began. And then I started reading more about it. So I read the biography of Muddy Waters, which guys, oh my God, biographies sometimes are boring. But if you choose any early jazz or blues musician, it's like, there's like gangster stories, man. There's like guns and drugs and like just, it's crazy.
Yeah. And so for our listeners, what is Sun Studios? What is that? What does that mean? What is that place all about? And how is it special? Today, we're talking with Jessica about how to build cultural knowledge about music in the U.S. This is one of those topics that could come up at any time when you're around native speakers and you need to have something to say. That's one of the 7 secrets to connection in English. Want to know the other 6? Get our free video lesson at allearsenglish.com/secrets. Go to allearsenglish.com/secrets and watch your video right now. See you there.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
So Sun Studios is a recording studio in Memphis, Tennessee, and it was one of the first ones to try and get African-American voices recorded, right? Because obviously at the time, there was complete segregation still. There wasn't any more slavery, but that culture was still present, very present. And so African-Americans didn't have the opportunities to try and be in the music industry. So Sun Studios was really a pioneer. They even went to a prison and like recorded a group of like 4 dudes who later sort of became famous. Like their album is really popular.
Wow.
And then like,
it's incredible.
I don't know. There's all these like crazy, crazy stories. So I would really encourage you to do some research, guys, on Sun Studios and just choose like one musician, right? Read about this person. Listen to some of their music. Choose some stuff that you like and like share it with another person.
Yeah.
'Cause I promise you guys, fascinating, fascinating history of America here.
Yeah, I love that. And this is, you know, this is an assignment that we're going to throw for you guys today because, you know, as we've been doing interviews this past week, last couple weeks for the Boston Adventures, a lot of you guys have told us that, you know, your biggest challenge is not having that cultural understanding of the topics that people are talking about. And this is one topic that does come up sometimes with native speakers and you want to be able to participate, you know? I think I need to do this assignment too.
On the last episode, we talked about like exploiting one lesson to learn as much as you can, right? Because that's what we try to do with all of these interviews. So through the topic of this like niche sort of musical topic, right? Yeah. Jazz and blues. You learn about the history of America. You learn about views in the South. You learn about racism. You learn about the history of the African American community.
Exactly.
I mean, there's so much wrapped up in like one lesson like this.
Exactly.
That it's invaluable. And none of this stuff you're going to explore on your own because you probably don't even know what's out there or you don't know where to start.
Exactly. And once you have this information, you start to build up kind of this culture of thinking again around these American ideas, this cultural, you know, basic cultural knowledge, you'll get more confident to jump into those conversations that you hear people having around you and you won't feel like such an outsider. I get the feeling you guys feel like outsiders sometimes when you're talking to native speakers and sometimes it's because of the language, but not always, right? Sometimes it's because you don't feel that you have the cultural topics to discuss.
Exactly. I mean, we probably use pretty easy words if we're talking about music and who we like. But if you don't know the name of the person or the band or where it comes from, then what are you going to say?
Yeah.
I mean, even like Led Zeppelin is one of my favorite all-time classic rock groups, and their music is tied to the blues. The Beatles also explored that. Like all of this stuff that you may know, they draw their roots, their musical influences come from what we're talking about today, the blues and jazz.
Interesting. I love that. I love that. So we wanted you guys to go ahead and actually do this, do what we're asking you to do today to kind of build your cultural knowledge. And then if you want to keep going with it, and if you feel that this is what you need to do, you need to build these cultural kind of background skills, then get into our course right away. Just go over to allearsenglish.com/connection and get right in. But if you want to start with the free video lesson first, you can go to allearsenglish.com/connection secrets. Get your first lesson for free. You'll get an overview of the 7 things you need to focus on to be well connected in English. Cool.
There you go. It's awesome. Yeah. This assignment today, guys, this is like a small example of the type of reflections we do after every lesson in the course. It's all focused on exploring the culture, what you can contribute to these conversations. So this is the part that gets you over that gap.
Love that. Very cool. Such an important topic to come back to. And I think I'm going to get started on my assignment now.
Yeah, totally. That's awesome. I'm going to listen to some blues today. I'm inspired.
Yeah. Oh, love it. Love it. All right. Very cool. Thanks for hanging out and talking about music. Good topic today, Jessica.
Awesome. Enjoy the rest of your day, Lindsay.
All right. Talk soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our Insider Method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.